Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Alan Schaefer, Executive Director with the Diesel Technology Forum.
A broader range of applications rather than just kind of pick up and delivery kind of things around town, and could handle some longer hauls. The technology is evolving with natural gas, but the low fuel prices of diesel and the limited distribution network still of natural gas have kept that at bay, I think, from really taking off, and it's still just a fraction of a percentage of the overall heavy-duty trucking fleet. So I would say that, and the gap has narrowed quite dramatically now between emissions performance of diesel and natural gas, and natural gas may be slightly better, and by that I mean like 0.001 or 2 percent better than a diesel in terms of NOx emissions. But there are also some other circumstances with natural gas now that have come to light that have people thinking again about it, which is things like methane release, and that has caused some pause with environmental groups who now want to go even beyond natural gas to a fully zero carbon, zero emissions kind of future. So just to sum it up, I would say that we represent the diesel engine manufacturers, and they also make natural gas engines. So all of their technology is getting better. I think that the customers really decide these markets. And for heavy-duty trucks, the votes are pretty solid that diesel is going to remain the power plant of choice for the bulk of the nation's trucking industry for the foreseeable future. There's some really interesting developments in the natural gas space, though. I would say that renewable natural gas coming from landfills and other kinds of stores underground that's captured and then used in vehicles, and this, the best example of this is in the waste industry, where they're capturing some of the methane that comes off the natural decomposition of waste, and they capture that and then burn it in the garbage trucks that go out and pick up the trash that then goes into the landfill that then produces methane. So it's a really, I think, a unique system, but one that works really well, and it's a great example of optimizing a network and system for natural gas. Some great advances there. On the diesel side, we certainly see the penetration of the newest technology diesel engines increasing every year. We now have a situation where over 30% of the trucks on the road, so 3 of every 10 trucks on the road, are 2010 and newer. And the important point about that is that these trucks are near zero emissions for both NOx, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter. So, big advances here. I think the issue for everybody in this space now is, how can we get more of the new technology on the road and get the old technology off the road?
And I think that's a good point, too, as some of the other energies and foundational type of things evolve, diesel evolves along with it. And that's a great point to put out. And just like many of the other oil companies, a lot of companies are really becoming more diversified with their portfolio due to innovation and really being able to make some major strides. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Let's transition into a different industry, the ag industry. Up here in the upper Midwest, it's not uncommon to get diesel shortages or, that sort of thing. Talk to me about the latest and greatest diesel, I guess, when it comes to the ag industry. What's going on?
Well, the same transformation to clean technology that I talked about for heavy-duty highway trucks and the off-road equipment also, of course, includes the agricultural machines and equipment. So since 2014, if you went out and bought a new tractor and you'd find that tractor was near zero emissions for particulates and nitrogen oxides. But, at the end of the day, that's not really the thing that motivates people to buy tractors. And the industry has worked hard to achieve the very stringent EPA standards and have done that with, in flying colors. And I think now what we're seeing, that we're a few years beyond that, is we're starting to see manufacturers be able to return some of the efficiency gains and productivity advantages that come with innovation in these engines. So they're able to deliver more power, higher levels of performance, while still meeting these stringent emission standards. And for a period of time there, leading up to trying to meet those standards, you know, there was fuel economy and efficiency in tractors wasn't moving very much, and it was, you know, it's a constant struggle with the engine to burn less fuel, emit fewer compounds, and trying to tweak that just right. You know, you don't get a whole lot of gains in fuel efficiency. But now with the advances in engineering and engine combustion technology and some of the after-treatment systems, we're seeing some of those efficiency gains start to get into the larger tractors, especially in the ag space. So, you know, you're seeing efficiency improvements there. And the other thing that I would say that's really a trend that's thriving the ag industry when it comes to diesel, when you start looking at the things that are going to be the biggest influence going forward, there are things like connectivity, being able to understand data coming out of the farm, coming out of the field, from the crops, integrating that with weather conditions and all these other kinds of elements that go into a farmer's decision-making process, and to integrate that into really a smart farming activity. And, you know, you can throw in there, you know, we already have tractors that talk to each other and are autonomous. We have tractors that talk to the dealer and tell them when, you know, an engine problem might be going to happen, or preventive maintenance is needed. We have tractors that talk to their drivers with smartphone technology. So these are the efficiency gains that are going to be, I think, pretty interesting in the coming years. But all of these are built on the foundation of the diesel engine in the tractor. And for the very large machines, there's no doubt that you know, the diesel tractors are going to be, diesel is the technology of choice for those. You know, we are seeing some hybridization of some aspects of farm tractors and machines that have repetitive load and duty cycles. You know, like a wheel loader or something that just scoops up something and deposits it somewhere else and does that repetitively time and time again. Those are places where the storage of energy and the release of energy can help boost the overall efficiency of the machine and the work. So I think those are going to be some really interesting gains there. But, you know, it's the same situation in the ag space and as in the trucking space, although it's magnified. And there, the issue really is investment in new technology. And, you know, commodity prices have not been that great in the last few years, and that's kind of depressed the sales of new technology in the farming space. But I think, you know, there's some turning of the corner of that, we hope, and that'll get some of these newer machines into the field, and I think boost the yields and the productivity that the farmers have. So I think industry's, you know, pretty excited about that, and you know, able to do some really crazy things now. It's really quite fascinating to look at the connected farm, the smart farming kinds of technologies that have really evolved over the last 5 or 6 years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Alan Schaefer, Executive Director for the Diesel Technology Forum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in a sickle like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Let's soften.
me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.